When you push your shopping cart through a Walmart, you're navigating much more than aisles of merchandise. You're moving through a carefully orchestrated system that has fundamentally reshaped American commerce, cities, and even human behavior. Walmart's approach to retail isn't just about selling products. It's about mastering logistics, that once military science of moving things efficiently through space and time. This logistical revolution has transformed how we shop, how our cities develop, and how territory itself is understood. Behind the familiar blue vests and rollback prices lies a sophisticated system that treats buildings not as permanent structures, but as flexible formats. Workers not as skilled laborers, but as human components. And geography not as fixed landscape, but as malleable territory to be claimed and optimized. Logistics began as a military concern, how to move troops and supplies efficiently, but evolved into the defining force of modern retail. The 1970s witnessed what scholars called the logistics revolution, when companies began treating the movement of goods as an integrated system rather than separate functions. This shift coincided with the computing revolution and transport deregulation, making the battle for retail supremacy increasingly calculation dependent. At its heart, logistics attempts to get there first with the most at the critical point, echoing Conrad Hilton's real estate mantra about location's supreme importance. While military logistics focuses on positioning troops and supplies for tactical advantage, business logistics emphasizes flows and vectors, the rate and direction of movement through a system. What makes logistics particularly powerful is how it mediates between abstraction and concreteness, transforming physical spaces into nodes within vast networks. Walk around a Walmart and you'll notice something peculiar. There's surprisingly little storage space. Unlike mid-20th century supermarkets, where nearly half the space was for storage, Walmart supercenters use only about 25%. That's because these aren't traditional buildings, but formats and prototypes. These structures function as valves in a vast distribution system rather than standalone retail environments. Designed with performance constraints rather than specific sites in mind, they create what Carl White calls loosely coupled systems that adapt locally while maintaining core organization. When facing community resistance, Walmart offers superficial architectural modifications while preserving standardized interiors that optimize customer flow and productivity. The humble barcode transformed retail fundamentally. When a cashier first scanned Wrigley's Juicy Fruit gum in 1974, it allowed physical merchandise to be treated like information. This technological shift built upon the earlier revolution in self-service shopping. When Sam Walton opened his first Bentonville store in 1950, it was only the third self-service variety store in the country. This model departed from traditional retail, where clerks selected items for customers. Instead, shoppers moved freely through stores, comparing transparently priced merchandise themselves, unwittingly performing work previously done by paid employees. As Walmart expanded beyond Sam Walton's personal aerial surveys, the company developed sophisticated location selection methods. Today's executives operate from Bentonville using powerful software that transforms physical landscapes into digital abstractions. Modern site selection combines multiple analysis layers: demographics and precise segments, traffic patterns from mobile data, competitive analysis of other retailers, and GIS software integrating these elements with satellite imagery. The company's proprietary algorithms evaluates over 800 variables per potential location, predicting store performance with remarkable accuracy. Vermont's experience demonstrates this territorial sophistication. When faced with local resistance, Walmart positioned 7 stores within 5 miles of Vermont's border, including 2 less than 2,000 feet away, creating a retail blockade that circumvented political boundaries. By the time Vermont approved Walmart's entry in 1997, the company already had detailed data on thousands of Vermont residents who had been crossing state lines to shop at their stores. the UPC extended self-service by creating dual product versions, physical and informational. For logistics, quantities and locations superseded qualitative identities. Walmart pioneered this transformation, investing in IBM computing systems from 1972 and building America's largest private satellite network connecting all facilities. These technological systems invert traditional retail architecture. Standardized interiors remain fixed, while exteriors adapt locally. They function as operating expenses rather than capital investments, deployed as means to ends rather than architectural statements, with just 20-year lifespans. This logistical framework enables Amazon's rapid delivery and allows Tokyo's fish to reach New York restaurants within 24 hours, fundamentally transforming our understanding of space itself. Distribution center workers operate at the nexus of physical objects and digital information. Unlike factory workers who transform materials, DC workers manage throughput, the continuous movement of inventory through vast facilities. This positions workers as components within complex organizational systems. Advanced algorithms calculate efficient item collection routes, creating what one Amazon manager called human automation. Voice-directed systems like Jennifer integrate workers into the information network, enabling hands-free and eyes-free work while being continuously directed by synthesized voices. This arrangement inverts the original vision of human-computer symbiosis. Rather than computers handling routine calculations while humans engage in higher thinking, computers now make sophisticated decisions while humans perform repetitive physical tasks. The server farms in Bentonville rely on human counterparts to execute operations, forming a collective servo organism where digital input coordinates human labor. Northwest Arkansas presents a fascinating paradox, a globally connected region with few traditional urban characteristics. Unlike technoburbs or exurbs, defined by their relationship to urban centers, this area evolved in isolation, shaped primarily by corporate needs. Modern Bentonville functions almost like a Walmart theme park, featuring the Walmart Museum, Crystal Bridges Museum, designed by Moshe Safdie, and upscale farm-to-table dining. The town's population grew from 28,500 in 2006 to over 41,000 by 2014, driven by Walton Family Foundation investments. Along Walton Boulevard, Vendorville complexes house offices for major suppliers like Procter & Gamble and Clorox, who maintain proximity to Walmart buyers. Alice Walton's Crystal Bridges Museum serves dual purposes, a personal passion project and regional development strategy, attracting more annual visitors than the region's population, while functioning as both cultural institution and growth catalyst. Walmart's slogan assumes wealth increases life quality, a correlation happiness researchers haven't consistently confirmed. Studies show that beyond meeting basic needs, wealth correlates weakly with happiness. While traditional logistics prioritizes efficiency, well-being research identifies three dimensions: momentary joy, overall contentment, and eudaimonia, meaningful fulfillment. What if logistics aimed for human flourishing rather than just efficiency? This means moving beyond military-industrial practices focused on control towards systems prioritizing community connection. Local distribution networks could strengthen community bonds, while delivery systems might incorporate meaningful social interaction. As logistics increasingly shapes our world, we can direct these systems toward more humane ends, supporting local economies, reducing environmental impact, and fostering connections. In pursuing faster delivery and lower prices, we shouldn't forget what truly enhances life. Not just acquiring things quickly, but building communities where people genuinely thrive. Our challenge isn't merely moving goods efficiently, but creating spaces where human relationships flourish alongside commerce.